This is People Every Day. Coming up, remembering late great comedian and SNL star Norm MacDonald.
It was hard to stand next to him and not just become an audience member.
Actor Daryl Hammond stops by to discuss his friend who has died at 61 after a secret cancer battle. Plus, happy birthday to Prince Harry and a wild new development in South Carolina's Murdaugh family murder mystery saga. It's September 15th. Hi, everyone. This is People Every Day. I'm your host, Janine Rubenstein, and it is Wednesday. We're halfway through September already, which just blows my mind. All the Halloween stuff in the stores is making me sad. I'm not there yet. Well, fun update. My producer, Julia, is back from a fabulous vacation today, and just in time because it was just announced that People Every Day is a finalist and in the running for Folio Magazine's Eddie and Ozzy Award for Best Consumer and Lifestyle Podcast. So wish us luck, and I promise not to change if I become an award-winning podcast host. All right, the big celebration for today goes to our favorite Virgo from the UK, Prince Harry, who turns 37 today, and he has much to celebrate as he and his lovely wife are one of the covers for the Time 100 issue, having made the magazine's coveted list for the most influential people in the world. Their pal, Chef Jose Andres, wrote the piece spotlighting their service and philanthropy, and they look good and powerful. Meghan is giving hair goals, and Harry with those piercing blue eyes and just hanging that suit, it's a moment. Moving on to a star who is taking a moment, I've got a Britney Spears update for you guys. She has deactivated her Instagram account, but don't worry, it's only temporary. Fans noticed this past Monday that her account was taken down, but a source told People that she is taking a break, as many celebrities do. The source also added that it was her decision and nothing else should be read into it. She is in a great place legally and personally. And Britney herself also took to Twitter to address her social media hiatus, saying, quote, "Don't worry, folks, just taking a little break from social media to celebrate my engagement. I'll be back soon." We'll definitely keep you guys updated when she's back online. And good for you, Britney, for taking some space to celebrate and unplug. We all need that. In a bit of political news here in California, Governor Gavin Newsom came out triumphant in a recall election after 40 million voters cast their ballot, voting no on the recall and keeping him in office through 2022. He took to the podium saying, "No is not the only thing that was expressed tonight. We said yes to science. We said yes to vaccines. We said yes to ending this pandemic," all of which were heavily debated topics at the center of the recall attempt. Okay, now bear with me on this next one because it's a doozy. If you listen regularly, you've heard us talk about Alex Murdaugh. He's a prominent South Carolina lawyer and a member of one of the state's wealthiest and most well-connected families. Alex and the rest of the Murdaugh family have been a fixture in coastal Carolina for decades, but they made national headlines about 3 months ago when Alex's wife, Maggie, and one of his two sons were murdered on the grounds of their hunting lodge. There's been a lot of speculation about who was behind the crimes. And in the wake of that, Alex has had a lot of personal troubles. Get this. Earlier this month, Murdaugh was pushed out of his family's law firm after it claimed he was misappropriating millions of dollars in funds. The very next day, he was shot in the head while changing a tire on the side of the road. He survived and was hospitalized, but was ultimately released and went to rehab for opioid addiction. Last night, police announced that they arrested one of Murdaugh's former clients in connection with the shooting and that Murdaugh admitted to hiring the man to kill him so that his remaining son could get $10 million in insurance money. So 61-year-old Edward Curtis Smith was arrested and charged with insurance fraud, assisted suicide, and assault and battery. Murdaugh has not yet been charged, but his lawyer appeared on the Today Show this morning and said he is expected to be charged. He also admitted to spending the embezzled money on opioids.
He clearly knew what he had done was wrong and explained to us a couple of things. One, the murder of his son and wife 90 days ago took a tremendous toll on him. His father died of cancer that same week. Most people couldn't get through that. He got through it with the use of opioids.
This is just a truly puzzling case with lots of turns, so stay tuned and we'll keep you updated. And now, it's time to dig into some sad news that we must get to. Comedic legend Norm Macdonald died yesterday at the age of 61 after a secret 9-year battle with cancer. He was famously known for his role on Saturday Night Live back in the 90s and only grew in popularity for his dry wit humor. Arguably, one of his most notable SNL segments was as an anchor for Weekend Update.
Computer scientists have developed a version of the internet that is up to 100 times faster than the current system. According to analysts, those using the new system to log on to America Online will now be disconnected in 3/1,000th of a second.
And he was a comedian's comedian. The condolences are rolling in via Twitter all across the industry. Steve Martin said, one of a kind. Seth Rogen said he was the funniest guest of all time. We lost a comedy giant today. The list of kind words goes on. And today we are joined by his friend and former co-star, actor Daryl Hammond. Hi, Daryl. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey there. Good morning. How are you?
Okay. Well, Daryl, you took to Twitter in the wake of this news, writing, RIP, my dazzling friend. There was no one funnier than Norm. Hardest I ever laughed was with him. I will miss you and your friendship. So many people are talking about him and his work in the industry, but you actually knew him personally. So can you tell us just a bit of what it was like being his friend?
Yeah, you didn't think of it like him at the time as like it was like anything special because he was such a no frills kind of a guy. I mean, he wasn't seeking fame and he wasn't seeking fortune or power. He just was living his life trying to be funny. And it seemed so unremarkable at the time. You know, it was just Norm being funny and being him, which was the thought is formed on the way out, and you just say exactly what you think immediately. And sometimes it lands with favor, and sometimes it doesn't. You know.
Yeah. Take me into one of your biggest belly laughs with Norm. If you can.
I mean, the thing is that I know him. I knew. I mean, I can think of some professional stuff that was really funny, but you know, personal stuff and people that were in his life probably is. Some of those stories I shouldn't tell because it involves other famous people, but you know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, take me to a professional one then. What was one of your favorite on-camera Norm moments?
Well, my favorite on-camera Norm moment was when he was doing Burt Reynolds, you know, in Celebrity Jeopardy and refused to answer to that name when Alex Trebek referred to him because he had changed his name to Turd Ferguson.
Burt Reynolds.
That's not my name.
Okay, Turd Ferguson.
And he wore that giant hat.
Yeah, what do you want?
I'll put that up there with my favorite moments ever on stage at SNL.
Hilarious.
I'll put that up there with the cowbell sketch. It was hard to stand next to him and not just become an audience member, you know? That was sort of the way he was. You didn't want to be in the sketch anymore. You wanted to watch the sketch. You wanted to watch him do his thing, you know?
Yeah, a lot of people having to deal with breaking during that sketch.
Yeah. Yeah, you're really, really trying hard not to break. And I just wished I could walk off to the left about 10 or 20 feet and stand there with everyone else on the floor. People standing around. I wanted to join them and just watch Turd Ferguson do his thing.
Oh man. And what was he like? Just, you know, coming into set, like just take me into his personality a little bit off camera.
Super low key. He would be over talking to the key grip or talking to the nurses. He was always talking. He was very interested in people. And he was very curious about people and very engaged with everyone from techies and camera operators. Oh, and then Elle McPherson walks by and he says hi to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, he was utterly himself and he didn't know how to be other than that.
Next up, Daryl Hammond reveals his shock at the news of Norm Macdonald's death and tells me about the time the late comedian stole his big gig in the most gracious way possible. Stick around. Guys, I am back now with actor and comedian Daryl Hammond. And Daryl, not many people knew about Norm's battle with cancer. Did the news of his death come as a shock to you as well?
Yeah. You know, I was still seeing his name on billboards and stuff and seeing his name online. And I was even talking with him not so very long ago about doing my podcast. And I never really pursued it aggressively because it didn't seem right to have like a friend on the podcast, like someone that you hung out with and knew in a different context. I don't know. I feel like I would just like to stay friends.
Wow. And it sounds like he was himself to the end. Can you just take me, you mentioned it, but can you take me into a little bit of when you last got to talk to him and just kind of spend some time, even if it was just on the phone?
I think the last time I spoke with him at real length, like, you know, the in-depth kind of conversation you would want to have with somebody, was after he took over as Colonel Sanders, which was a huge, I mean, it sounds paltry now, but it was a big job and I loved it. And KFC replaced me with him. And so the interesting part about him was he should have been on this big victory lap.
Yeah.
Incredibly great job. And he was going on the air and talking to people like the KFC should have replaced me. Because I was the best one. I mean, he was more concerned. You can't fake that. Like, concern for your brother or, you know, more than yourself. You can't fake that stuff. He was saying that to them and to everyone. Is like, yeah, I got to take the job. It's a great job. And he was better. And, you know.
Wow.
Right? Like, he's like.
That's great.
Yeah, it's like, I kind of feel bad about it. Because he's much better at this than me. And none of this makes any sense to me at all. And, the truth is, he was a great Colonel Sanders, you know, and as I knew he would be, he was really fun to watch.
Well, it sounds like any character he stepped into, he owned it.
He was bringing the electricity. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, Daryl, thank you so much for taking the time today. I know it's a tough one and I really appreciate you.
You bet. I appreciate you too.
That was actor Daryl Hammond reflecting on the life and work and friendship of the late comedian Norm Macdonald. For more on this story, head over to people.com. And now, something to make you smile. Remember that cool animated show called The Proud Family that aired in the early 2000s about a precocious young girl at the center of a hilariously down-to-earth Black family that everyone could relate to?
Oh my gosh!
Where's Penny?
Well, Disney Plus just announced they will be reviving the show, set to premiere in 2022, called The Proud Family, Louder and Prouder. It will feature a star-studded voice guest cast, including Lizzo, Lil Nas X, Tiffany Haddish, and Beyonce's mom, Tina Knowles. And I know what you're thinking. Don't worry, because baby girl, Penny, voiced by Kyla Pratt, will be returning, along with her father, Oscar, voiced by Tommy Davidson, and her uncle, Bobby, voiced by upcoming Emmy Awards host, Cedric the Entertainer. This will be must-watch TV for me and my little ones. I will talk to you all tomorrow.